Salisbury, who's the head.
So 24 is going to be the same, I'm sure. Well, unless they think that the trails are enough. I don't know. But I don't know.
Well, they didn't for 23. It's the same case.
Same argument. Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember. Okay, while we're waiting, I'm gonna make a motion for nightly rental properties with multiple owners. The interest of each owner shall be subject to the same rule this board promulgated in 2021. Therefore, an owner who has already designated a nightly rental property as mixed use, or excuse me, I'm gonna retract that. Therefore, if an owner has already designated a nightly rental property as mixed use, then the owner's interest in that in any other nightly rental property shall be classified as 100% commercial. By way of example, if owner A and B own a property together and owner A has already designated another nightly rental property as mixed use, but owner B has no other nightly rental property in Taney County, then the mixed-use classification will be applied to owner B's percentage interest in the property.
What if owner B has two properties? What if owner B has two properties?
I said has no other nightly... Okay, we're going to go into discussion. There's my motion. If owner B... I clarified this. If owner B has no other nightly rental property in Taney County...
But what I'm saying is, let's say owner B has two properties, but they jointly have this one and then this. You've given the classification on owner A. Owner A and B own a property together, and then owner B owns multiple properties.
Well,
and they not.
In my example, the only thing I've addressed is that owner A has already designated some other property as mixed use.
Right.
And so, therefore, owner A is the one that owns multiple in this example. He owns this, and he jointly owns a property with owner B.
Okay.
So, instead of B being the multiple-use, multi-property owner, it's owner A. So,
My question is, what if that's reversed? If owner A has one property and owner B has multiple?
Well, if owner B has already designated their property... another property is mixed use.
Right.
Okay. Then owner B's interest in whatever properties they own it jointly or themselves.
They have none.
Then it's 100% commercial.
Correct.
Okay. So, I mean, maybe my example wasn't clear. I mean, it doesn't matter which one owns the multiple properties.
So it needs to say or vice versa.
It's dependent on whether or not the multiple property owner has already designated another property for this 75-25%.
But even, well, I guess what I'm trying to say is even if they designated one, that they own one and it's in that, we're not stating if they own more than one. It's just stating if they only own one, if that makes sense. I don't know how to say that differently. let's say.
Just trying to, you know, see if I clarify.
The way it reads is owner, whichever owner only has one would, you know, it's not saying that both could own multiple properties. It's saying, it, the way it reads is, if you only have one, that
right.
This is how this would apply.
Well, I mean, the rule is, I mean, I think this still covers that because, I mean, this is just an example. I mean, the actual part of this is if an owner has already designated a nightly rental property as mixed use, then the owner's interest in any other nightly rental property shall be classified as 100% commercial.
That's correct. In other words,
what you're talking about may not be covered by my example, and I could put that example in my motion if I wanted to make two multiple property owners,
right.
Something like that. But basically all this is saying is that whatever the owner, any person that owns multiple properties in the nightly rental program gets to designate one property for that.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. Read it again, if you would please.
I want to read the first part again. Maybe this will. For nightly rental properties with multiple owners, the interest of each owner shall be subject to the same rule this board promulgated in 2021. Therefore, if an owner has already designated a nightly rental property as mixed use, then the owner's interest in any other nightly rental property shall be classified as 100% commercial.
Okay, that part makes sense. Was there more to it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even have to put an example. I mean, I can just leave it at that. Because, I mean, we can apply that.
Okay.
And I think I'm not even sure I need to make the motion because I think that our prior motion already indicated that if there's multiple properties, those are going to be commercial. We're just trying to clarify that in situations where you have property owned by more than one owner, that it's going to be, you know, they're still going to get that 100% commercial if they've already designated their property. I'd say we just take out the example in that way.
Okay.
That'd be my thought. I will accept that amendment. You want me to read it again, or are we good? Okay.
So are you putting that forth as a motion?
I am. For nightly rental properties with multiple owners, the interest of each owner shall be subject to the same rule this board promulgated in 2021. Therefore, if an owner has already designated a nightly rental property as mixed use, then the owner's interest in any other nightly rental property shall be classified as 100% commercial.
I'll second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Discussion?
No. No discussion? Any more discussion?
Yeah, one more discussion. So how does this clarify a percentage? Is that not why we were doing this?
Well,
their percentage of ownership?
Well, that's the reason I had the example.
Okay.
Okay, so that I could put it in there. Okay, so, I mean, I could do the example if one, we can do it as an actual percentage. If owner A has already designated a property as this mixed use, okay, they've used up their one, okay, mm-hmm. They partner up with owner B and they buy another property, and they own it 50-50. 50% of that other property is owner A's, and that's 100%
commercial. Right.
The other 50%, which belongs to owner B, is going to be 25-75
right.
residential. And if you take 25% of 50, it's 12.5. You add that back onto what's already commercial, that's 65% commercial, 35% residential for that property.
Right. Okay.
And that's applying this, I think. We can put that example in there in the motion. Do you want that example for going forward?
It will clarify for future phone calls. Yes.
Okay.
I understand it, but I think
it will
clarify. All right.
I will.
So you want to amend?
I will amend, but let me do some more writing. Okay. I mean, it doesn't.
Clarity is power. Was IT, did they come down?
They are on their way.
Okay.
And each case, we would basically do the calculation here and give that percentage to the assessor. So they don't have to, they don't have to do any calculating.
Any calculating.
Or your calculation. Okay. JCI, okay. Where is that?
Page 4.
Do we need to finish this motion on the table?
We'll just put my motion on hold. And we're still in session. We'll just put it on hold until I call JCI.
Legality-wise, you can't, right? You need to finish the motion that's on the table.
Okay. We'll just... I vote to table my motion until later in this session.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Aye, unanimous. All right. Page 4. Oh, what did you say?
Evan Jones.
Yeah, page 4. The second one down. I had it somewhere. Yeah, 361. Or 360.
Though. Okay, we already did these.
He called in and requested that we call him because that's the father, I think, Kevin Jones. Chris is the son. Kevin Jones is the father, and he has a different phone number.
But wasn't the son representing him?
Yeah, well, I mean, what's the...
I'm not quite sure. He just called in and requested...
Wasn't this just valuation, though, or something?
It's only classification. That's it.
No, we did classification before.
All right. We already gave him the mixed-use classification. This was just the discrimination issue. Yeah. That's up to the board, but I think we already ruled.
No, I'll pick this up if you want to look in.
I guess I could, but that's not what it's saying. It's saying all circuits are busy or not available. I mean, it's not...